With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate voting 60-40 in a procedural move to advance the House pass stopgap. It will later become the vehicle for a larger funding deal to eventually end the government shutdown. As part of the deal now, Senate Majority Leader John Thune promising Democrats a vote in December to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox News Sunday the shutdown could have snarled Thanksgiving holiday travel.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have air travel slow to a trickle. As everyone wants to travel to see their families, I think we're going to see air traffic controllers, very few of them coming to work, which means, yes, you'll have a few flights taking off and landing at our different airports across the country. But the thousands of flights that happen every day to move people around the country for this great American holiday, it's not going to happen.
Bloodshed over the weekend as authorities say that a Russian drone hitting an apartment building in eastern Ukraine, at least 4 civilians have been killed, as many as 12 more wounded. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says independent voters swung to Democrats in last Tuesday's election.
Republicans can overcome that when Republican turnout is considerable. And that's what happened last year. Republicans dominated the electorate last year, and it was a great cycle for President Trump and the Republican Party. But Republican turnout plunged in the off-year elections, and that meant that Democrats and independents dominated the field, and independents went toward the Democratic candidates by double digits.
In Tampa, Florida, a speeding car slamming into a crowded bar, killing 4 people, injuring 11, a 22-year-old suspect arrested and facing a number of charges. This is SRN News. Virginia Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
Analysts say a growing number of Americans are joining Quaker churches. They're still a very tiny minority of the general population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. Quakers originated in 17th century England. William Penn was an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania, following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance. This is SRN News. Paul Tagliabue, who helped bring labor peace to the National Football League during his 17 years of commissioner, has died. Here's Bernie Bennett.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Tagliabue's family informed the league of his death in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Tagliabue had developed Parkinson's disease, was commissioner from 1989 when he succeeded Pete Rozelle to 2006. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as part of a special centennial class in 2020. Current Commissioner Roger Goodell succeeded Tagliabue. The Miami Dolphins and Minnesota Vikings held a moment of silence for Tagliabue and Marshawn Neeland, the Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle who died on Thursday. Tagliabue died Sunday from heart failure at 84 years old.
And the NBA's Lenny Wilkins, a 3-time inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame, has died at the age of 88. He had been honored as a player as well as a coach, both in the NBA and Olympics. More details, srnnews.com.